You know, when you hear the words food truck, you used to think about places to get greasy, low-quality burgers or burritos or pizza or something after a night of drinking, but it's completely different now. Tell me about this
trend.
Go
ahead and say it. You can call it a roach coach.
Yeah,
that's what you think
of,
a roach coach. And, you know, they're still around. This is not a new thing. We've seen these for years. What's new is the quality of the food that's coming out of these trucks. You can find anything from foie gras to really gourmet kind of burgers and macaroni and cheese with truffles. And it really is an incredible trend.
This started out in the West Coast, right?
It started really in Los Angeles. This is when it really started to take off. In L.A., it really started with a Korean barbecue kind of truck.
Well, so what are some of your favorite food trucks around this area?
I like Big Wheel. Big Wheel does a very good job. And Crooked Spoon has one of the best burgers in town.
Where's Crooked Spoon?
Crooked Spoon parks on Colonial Drive at Fern Creek during the day.
And you mentioned these food truck bazaars. I think there's a weekly one going on now, right?
There are a couple that are weekly. There's one at Lake Lily in Maitland on Tuesdays. And then there's one behind the Firestone nightclub in downtown Orlando on Wednesdays.
If you were giving advice to a food truck newbie, would you say, oh, we should go to a bazaar, or should we just check out one at a time? What do you think?
Well, you know, I would recommend that you go to one of the bazaars because you'll get a chance at trying several different types. But if it's a really popular night, you're going to find yourself waiting in line for a long time.
Really?
One of the last bazaars I saw, a Korean barbecue truck. The line was like an hour and a half long. What some people do is they spread out. If they're three or four people, they say, okay, I'm going to stand in this line, you go stand in that line, and you know, then they communicate by phone and say, oh, here's what's on the menu, what should I order? And then they meet up.
Okay, so you mentioned the burger at Crooked Spoon. You mentioned the tacos, the Korean tacos. What other kinds of food are out there? Big Wheel, what does Big Wheel serve?
Big Wheel does a terrific foie gras that I just love.
Foie gras,
yeah,
from a truck.
And you can usually find some good pork belly. There was another truck called the Treehouse that I wanted to try their macaroni and cheese. Drove all the way across town where they were supposed to be, and they weren't there. So this is like you called a restaurant to make sure that they were open for lunch, and you get there, and not only is the restaurant not open, the restaurant's gone. So, you know, that's another thing that you have to understand about trucks. It's not like a brick and mortar where it's going to be there.
It's kind of ephemeral. That's kind of the part of the appeal, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm still chasing that truck. I haven't tried it yet.
Still haven't tried it. What do you think is the appeal of the food truck? I mean, why has it become how do you think it's evolved from something that, like you said, used to be the roach coach and you really weren't sure if you were going to get sick from what you ate, to this high culinary trend?
Well, some of that is happening not from the consumer end, but from the owner's end, because they see it as a way to have a restaurant. But having it in a truck, they're able to really do it for a lot less. Also, it's just the whole way we've been heading with dining over the last several years, that people just don't enjoy going out and spending an entire evening dining. Some people do, and some people, even the people that don't, every now and then do. So they really like being able to just pull up, grab some food, some good food, and maybe just lean against a table or something if the truck is nice enough to even offer a table.
Right.
And then be on their way to whatever they're going to do for that night.
So fast food doesn't have to mean low-quality food
exactly.
Anymore. All right. Well, Scott Joseph is a restaurant critic and founder of ScottJosephOrlando.com. Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.